The Battle for Christabel by Margaret Forster. Read by Susan Jameson. Chapter 1. Today I lost the battle for Christabel. I lost the whole war. This is a war story, make no mistake. There's nothing to salvage from it, no medals, no trophies. But my God, the scars, the wounds, the shell shock. If I were a man, and this had been a man's war, I would have been invalided out, flown from the war zone, heavily sedated. And when the plane landed and I was put into the ambulance waiting on the tarmac, people would have wept at the pity of it and at the waste of a fine young man's life. But nobody weeps for me. No one has given a single second's thought to my suffering. I imagine the hated they, do not think I have suffered. They certainly think I'm not entitled to claim I have suffered, not as Camilla and Mrs. Blake and even Betty are acknowledged to have suffered. And, of course, Christabel. Everyone agrees Christabel has suffered. That's been the only point of unity. It is also what has made this war so bloody and savage, because we all think we understand Christabel best, and that this gives us the right to say what should happen to her. Wars have long histories, don't they? I remember how tedious it was at school learning the causes of wars before we could get on to the war itself. Not that this didn't turn out just as tedious, too. Back and back we had to go, learning about economics and social patterns, which seemed to have no relevance at all.